Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life, say.
I'm getting ready.
Oh, oh. Something I've never seen.
Amen. Good morning, and God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. It's a brand new day. Grateful to God for it. You're fasting and praying. Don't forget, you are spending time with the Lord. Make sure that you have time to spend with God. You've got to make time to spend with the Lord. So we are grateful to God for this fast and what it's revealing to us individually, how it's bringing healing to our bodies. I believe God for that. I believe that it's healing us, bringing healing to our bodies, helping us to jumpstart our year. And not only that, allowing us to hear the voice of God. Hi, amen, amen. I'm grateful to God for this opportunity today, this Friday. It's another week that has passed, another week in the new year that God has allowed us to see, and I'm grateful. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful and I'm thankful that God has given us this opportunity. Amen, amen. As we think about getting ready, and I just take the word from that song and just what I was reading this morning in my time of reading scripture. I was reading in the book of Numbers. It's reading the book of Numbers where Moses sends out the spies. And he sends the spies and he tells them, hey, go spy out this land because they were getting ready. Y'all didn't hear what I said. He said, go spy out this land. And the reason they went to spy out the land is because they were getting ready. Moses believed at that time that it was time for the children of Israel to go into the promised land, go into Canaan. And he said, well, before we go, let's go see what's there. Let's see what our competition, as it were, is. Let's see what is it that God wants us to do. What will we have to do in that land? And part of getting ready is getting a vision. Part of getting ready is getting a vision. What do you want to see? What is it that you want to see? Vision is so important because vision helps us to recognize where we're going. It helps us to recognize where we're going. And it helps us to recognize where we ought not to be going. If you don't have a vision, and I think of a vision as a picture, if you don't have a picture of where you're going, then when you get where you think you ought to be, anything will suffice. Anything will work there because you don't have a picture. if I give you a picture of a landmark and say, listen, I need you to meet me at such and such, and I give you a picture of it. I'm going to send you a picture. Here's a picture. I'm sending it to you so that you can see, so that you can see where to meet me. You get there, and what you have to do is you look at where you are, and then you look at the picture you have, and then you determine if you're in the right place. Well, if you don't have a picture, and there are no landmarks, and there are no street markers, and I tell you to meet me 2 miles west and 3 miles south, we could wind up being separated, and you can just assume, oh, this is where I'm supposed to meet him, and then you go ahead and start setting up there, when in actuality, where you're supposed to meet me might be a mile away. A picture of where you need to be or where you want to be will help you get closer to it. I see a vision as a picture. Where do I want to be? I know sometimes we often miscarry to a false sense of spirituality when it comes to vision. And we say, okay, Lord, where do you want to be? As if God is going to say in every case, and I assure you that he does not in every case, say to be here in 2 years, as opposed to God saying, I want you to work on this, and I want you to work on these things. And as we see God work, as God speaks to us about the things he wants us to work on, it gives indication as to where God wants us to be. Let me give you an example. If God is telling you, work on your patience, I want to work on your patience, I want to work on your people skills, I want to work on your leadership, I want to work on your ability to lead, I want to work on your ability to give vision, to give instructions clearly, and then it is probably very possible that God is moving you to a place where you will lead, where you will direct people, where you will help people, because everything that just described, you're going to need if you're going to help people. Patience, you're going to need it in multitude. You're going to need it in overflowing if you're going to work with people, because every person that you work with is different. The bigger your ministry grows, the bigger your department grows, the bigger your managerial responsibilities grow, the more patience you need with people. On your job, if you're a manager, the more people they put under you that report to you, the more patience you need. Because if you have five people, you've got five completely different personalities. You've got five different ways of hearing information. You've got five different ways of understanding information, on and on and on and on. And so when God wants to increase us with more people that we manage, more people that we give direction to, more people that we get, now he has to increase our patience for people, because the more people we lead, the more patience we need for people. And so vision helps us to do that. Moses was sending them to get a vision. What's out there? What should we expect when we get there? Now notice that the vision they were getting did not fight the battle for them. I say that one more time. The vision that Moses was trying to get did not fight the battle for them. So God can give you a vision. Listen, God can give you a vision that you are not willing to work to have. God can give you a vision that you're not willing to work to have, because God got them into this Canaan. They went and spied. They brought out the fruit of the land. They all reported in the beginning, yes, the land truly does flow with milk and honey. In other words, it is a rich land. It is a fertile land. It is exactly what God said. There was the vision. There was the picture. It was revealed. And then they said, oh, but we ain't going up in there. Nah, they got big people in there. They got the sons of Anak are in there. We're grasshoppers. We can't do anything with them. So it's the vision that God said, but we're not willing to do what's necessary to have what God said. Until we're willing to do what God is saying for us to have what God is showing us, God can show us vision and give us vision all day. You can have pictures of, you can have a million pictures of the places you want to visit, but until you start making some calls to figure out what flights you have to take and how much does it cost and what does hotels cost and what does the vacation cost, all you're going to have is pictures. And some people have vision boards without vision action. One more time. We have vision boards without vision action. A board, a vision board that does not put in it how you're going to achieve it is nothing more than pictures on a board. That's all it is. That's all it is. You can look at it all day long and wish, hope, want. I want that. It's got to be some steps. What are you doing to get that? Oh, I'm looking at the pictures every day. You can look at the pictures of something every day. Don't make you change into that. You've got to have some steps. Moses was sending them into the promised land so they can get some steps on how they can defeat the enemy. But they didn't want to go. So that picture, and I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this, I believe, Sunday, that picture of what God is trying to show you is the beginning. You can get a picture. You can get a picture. But you've got to be willing to put the action behind it. So that's what I'm praying. I'm praying that God will help us to make changes and make sure those changes that we're making are action changes. Say it with me, action changes, which means these are changes that I'm making so that I can give and do something and put action behind what I'm saying. Got to make changes with action. If it's just words, if it's just pictures, if it's just those things, it will not make a difference. God is calling you and I, is calling us to that place called there. But there is going to require something more than a picture. There is going to require something more than just a desire. There is going to require us being willing to step into what God is calling us to do. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, Father, thank you for another day. You didn't have to allow us to see it, but you did. We are grateful for this day. Grateful for our children rising. Thank you, God, for that our family circles, as far as we know, have not been broken. And God, we praise you for your grace and your mercy in our lives. And I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that you would speak clearly to us about what you want us to do. Help us to get a vision for there. Help us to get a vision for what is possible. Help us to get a vision for what is necessary. Help us to get a vision for what you called us to do. God, the people on this call, great vision in their heart. And I'm praying, God, that those pictures will then have actions. How will they accomplish that picture? How will they accomplish that goal? How will they accomplish what it is you're saying? I pray that you would help us to grow in the area of strategy, that we will strategize the moves that you're calling us to, so that we can become who you've called us to be. We thank you. We thank you for a great weekend. We thank you, God, that you're going to bless this weekend. We thank you're going to bless our worship time. You're going to speak to us through your word. Our worship time will be relevant and real and strong. And we're grateful that it's happening even now. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. I'll see you Sunday. 8 a.m., 9:45 at East New York campus on the corner of Newlockton, Pennsylvania, and then 11:30 at our Spring Creek location, which is on the corner of Elton and Flatlands. God bless you. See you then.